You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. Tammy, what do you think? We had a great show today so far.
So far, it's been great.
I'm excited about it. We don't have much time left, so I want to get right into this next topic because you know, we get the question a lot about escrow accounts.
Right. It can be confusing a little bit about, you know, who has my money and why.
And what is an escrow account, too?
Right,
because,
right.
You know, when that question comes up, what is an escrow account? Well, first thing is an escrow account implies that there's some sort of holding tank for your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, typically some sort of third party is holding your money for a certain purpose. So there are quite a few different types of escrow accounts that are out there.
Okay,
but I want us to talk specifically about escrow accounts that are reserved for taxes and insurance on your property.
Okay.
Okay, so when you're making your mortgage payment, you make one payment that pays the principal and interest and the taxes and insurance. So principal, interest, tax, insurance is called PITI.
Okay.
So it basically includes all of that. And that's the type of escrow account we're going to talk about.
All right. So who holds that account?
Typically, the servicer of your mortgage is the one that holds that. And they have to keep it in a separate account. By law, they'll have to keep it in. You know, it can't just be with their normal pool of money.
Okay.
Because they have to make sure that that money stays
no
safe.
No commingling.
Right. No commingling of money. They have to keep it separate. And there are a bunch of rules around these escrow accounts about how many months they can keep in there and all kinds of different things that they have to do to abide by the government regulations.
Okay. All right. So how do they decide how much they put in an escrow account? Because, I mean, our houses are all being purchased for different amounts. So
right. Okay. So let's go through how the math works on this. So basically, if you have a once a year payment due, and let's take your taxes as an example.
Okay.
So taxes in Missouri are due in December. So if you have 12 months of taxes due in December, depending on the month that you close. So let's say if we close on a house in July, that means we skip our August payment and the first payment is going to be due on September
1. Okay.
Okay. So that means the lender is going to receive payments from us in September, October, November, and December.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll receive four payments from us.
Okay.
But they have to pay out 12 to pay your taxes, right?
Right.
So, but they've only received four. So that means they're eight payments short.
Okay.
Okay. So they would need to take those eight payments that they're short plus a 2-month cushion.
Okay.
So in case taxes change, they need an extra 2 months to sit in that account.
Okay.
Okay, so now they're taking 8 months. Now, here's the thing. If I buy that house in July, okay, and this is a question that's going to come up, they have to pay out in December all 12 months. Well, what about the first 6 months when I didn't live there?
Right. Yeah, that is what was going through my head.
Right. So when you buy a house, the seller will have to credit you from January 1st until the day that you buy that house.
Okay.
They credit you on your settlement statement, and but your lender will then escrow enough for the entire year.
Okay. So that money, it's not prorated per se. It's just
it is prorated. So the first page of your settlement statement shows that proration.
Okay.
And the second page of your settlement statement will then charge you for, like in that case, are going to charge you for 10 months of taxes.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to net out to only about 3 months that it's going to cost you.
All right. So doesn't that mean that you can't earn money on that interest, on that money, I guess, is what I'm trying to say?
Right. So it does mean that you aren't earning interest on the money throughout the year.
Right.
So if we're going to look at that good, better, best, could we leverage that money in the market?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I'm going to say that in most cases, it's better
just to have that taken care of.
To let it be taken care
of. Right.
And you don't have a choice with many loans. So if you put less than 20% down, you have to have an escrow account.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to put more than 20% down.
For the PMI.
Right, you have to put more than 20% down, and there's a 0.25% fee if you do want to waive your escrows.
Okay.
So in that case, it's better to just escrow your taxes and insurance. And they'll escrow, if you have private mortgage insurance, they'll escrow that too.
Okay.
And they don't keep a bunch of months in reserve on that. It's just 1 month at a time, but they're paying it out for you.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Okay, so that the law will allow up to 2 months of tax insurance to be kept as a cushion. And the one caution I'll give to people is that when you know that your insurance or your taxes change, you need to call your servicer and have them adjust your escrow account. Otherwise, you're going to have an escrow shortage.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an escrow shortage, now they're going to raise your payment to make up for the back payments and make up for what it should have been in the first place.
Exactly, and that has happened.
Yep. If you have questions about this, visit this blog post at smartwithyourmoney.com. look for the blog post on escrow accounts and read up on it today. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.